Hello, 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 hello.
It is I, Adam.
It is 3 a.m.
It is The Witching Hour, and it is Pretzel Logic, Season 2. We are here. Currently, it is the morning of January 21st, 2020. It's a new year, it's a new semester, and it's a new edition of Pretzel Logic. That's right, Season 2. Season 1 of Pretzel Logic, we explored some different genres. We had some miscellaneous episodes. We had lots of guest appearances. We had a lot of fun. And we're going to hope to bring on a lot more guests in Season 2 as well. But the main difference in Season 2 is that we will be doing artist-specific episodes. Yes, looking at one artist per episode, going through their discography, talking about their development as an artist, what they did artistically, musically, commercially. Anyway, it's going to be a lot of fun. Of course, you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I am Adam, and this week, for the first episode, we're going to be looking at probably my favorite artist of all time. Of course, I am talking about Tom Waits, American singer, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, and producer Tom Waits, who over the course of his 40-year recording career, which, by the way, is still going, basically changed the face of American music. He started as kind of a Sinatra-esque balladeer, and by the end of his career, he was making very strange field holler blues music, which incorporated elements of everything from African rhythms to, American blues. So it's going to be great to hear all of what Tom has to offer. Of course, Tom has an enormous discography, so tonight we're only going to be able to take a look at just a small fraction of his discography, but I hope it'll be enough to give you a good idea of what he was all about as an artist. So let's start out with, I'm going to be starting tonight with something from his 1976 album, Small Change. And this is The Piano Has Been Drinking.
Out of the other, and a piano too. pregnant, living on 9th Street, right above a dirty bookstore off Euclid Avenue. Now stop taking dope, now quit drinking whiskey. My old man plays the trombone, works out at the track. He says that he loves me, even though it's not his baby. He says that he raised him up like he was on sun. He gave me a ring that was won by his mother. And it takes me out dancing every Saturday night. Hey Charlie, I think about you every time I pass the filling station. On the counter all the grease you used to wear in your hair. I still love that record, Little Anthony and the Imperials. Someone stole my record player. Oh, now how do you like that? And then Charlie, I almost went crazy after Mario got busted. And I went back to Omaha to live with my folks. Everyone I used to know was either dead or in prison. So I came back to Minneapolis. This time I think I'm gonna stay. Charlie, I think I'm happy for the first time since my accident. I wish I had all the money we used to spend on dope. Buy me a used car lot, I wouldn't sell any of them. I'd just drive a different car every day, depending on how I feel. Hey Charlie, for Christ's sake, if you want to know the truth of it, don't have a husband, he don't play the trombone. I need to borrow money to pay this lawyer, Charlie. Hey, I'll be eligible for parole come Valentine's Day.
All right, we just heard first The Piano Has Been Drinking from Tom Waits' 1976 album Small Change. And then after that, we heard Christmas Card from a Hooker in Minneapolis. That's from the 1978 album Blue Valentine. And I just started the show off with those two tracks because I think that gives you a good idea of what Tom Waits was all about in the first leg of his career. He was living in Los Angeles at the time. Most of what he was playing involved just him and the piano, kind of singing spare ballads, which he kind of talked about down on their luck American characters. The Piano Has Been Drinking, kind of a portrait of alcoholism that's pretty depressing in its own way, and a Christmas Card from a Hooker in Minneapolis, though a little bit ridiculous in narrative, kind of shows you what Tom was about in terms of his influence from the worlds of beat poetry and such. So, yeah, And that was kind of the start to Tom Waits' career. You had albums. First, you had the album Closing Time, on which you can barely hear kind of the typical Tom Waits, you know, rugged, scruffy voice. And then you had Small Change in 1976, which I think is probably his first truly great album. And then you added records like Foreign Affairs, Blue Valentine, Heart Attack and Vine, which had, you know, similar ideas as Small Change, but maybe lacked the songwriting prowess of that record. But Tom would only improve from there, moving on into the 1980s. And that's when his career starts to get really interesting. You see, in 1983, kind of a huge stylistic shift in terms of what Tom is doing musically. He starts to get a lot weirder. And the underground that his music has kind of always referenced in terms of its narratives comes out in the sound. And you'll hear on records like Swordfish Trombones, Rain Dogs, Frank's Wild Years, and Bone Machine, you'll really hear a heavy, heavy blues influence, a heavy Howlin' Wolf influence, a heavy Captain Beefheart influence, a lot of stuff that Tom had always clearly been paying homage to, but had never really gone full-on in terms of sound to pursue. So all that started with the 1983 album Swordfish Trombones. We'll hear one song from it, and it's called In the Neighborhood.
The eggs chase the bacon on the frying pan. The whining dog pigeons by the steeple bell rope. The dog sniffed the garbage pails over last night. And there's always construction work bothering you. Saturday's a bride. Say's got a pistol on the register side. And the goddamn delivery trucks, they make too much noise. And we don't get our butter delivered no more. Newspaper sleeping bags blow down the lane, and their goddamn flatbeds got me pinned in again.
Was In the Neighborhood from Tom Waits' 1983 album Swordfish Trombones. If you're just joining us, it is 3:16 a.m. I'm Adam, You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, and tonight we're doing a little guide on the discography of Tom Waits. And fairly early on the show here, we've come to what many consider to be Tom Waits' masterpiece, the 1985 record Rain Dogs. Now, Tom Waits had moved from LA to New York at the time of recording Rain Dogs, and while Rain Dogs contains some of his most out there and experimental material yet, it also contains some of his most straightforward and popular songs, such as Downtown Train. Of course, Downtown Train has been covered numerous times by other artists. It's really, really a fantastic and iconic rock song from the 80s. We'll hear it in just a few minutes. But the great thing about Rain Dogs is the fact that while there are those moments of clarity, there are also moments of genuine experimentation and musical weirdness. Tom was really experimenting with different kinds of percussive textures, what he called junkyard percussion, and this was owed a lot to different kind of styles of American music that he had become interested in. So let's hear three tracks from Rain Dogs, and then we can come back and discuss.
Cubans at the floor. They drive along the pipeline, they tangle to their sore. They take apart their nightmares and they leave them by the door. Let me fall out of the window with confetti in my hair. Deal out jacks of bed on a blanket by the stairs. I tell you all my secrets, but I lie about my past. And send me off to bed forevermore. Make sure they play my theme song. I guess daisies I have to do. Just get me to New Orleans and paint shadows on the pews. Turn the spit on that pig and kick the drum and let me down. Put my clarinet beneath your bed till I get back in town. Let me fall out of the window with confetti in my hair. Deal out jacks or better on a blanket by the stairs. I tell you all my secrets, but I lie about my past. So send me off to bed forevermore. Just make sure she's all in calico and the color of a doll. Wave the flag on Cadillac Day and a skillet on the wall. The sun goes down, write my name on the hood, send me off to another town, and just let me fall out a window with confetti in my hair. Deal out jacks or better on a blanket by the stairs. Tell you all my secrets, but I lie about my past. Will you send me off to bed forevermore? But I lie about my past. Send me off to bed forevermore. Send me off to bed forevermore. Send me off to bed forevermore.
On the nighttime, yes. I climb through the window and down to the street. I'm shining like a new dime. The downtown trends are full for all those Brooklyn girls that try so hard to break out of their little worlds. Well, you wave your hand and the scattered light grows. They have nothing that will ever capture your heart. They're just thorns without the rose. Be careful of them in the dark. Oh, if I was the one you chose to be your only one. Oh yeah, can't you hear me now? Can't you hear me now? I see you tonight. Stand by the light of the four-way. You watch a massive fall. Oh baby, they all have heart attacks. They stay at the carnival, but they'll never win you back. I see you tonight. Put on downtown dread. Every night is just the same.
That was three songs from Tom Waits' 1985 album Rain Dogs. First it was Tango Till They're Sore, then it was Big Black Mariah, and of course, finally, Downtown Train. I think those three songs give you a pretty good idea of what that album is about stylistically. Tango Till They're Sore, kind of a drunken piano tune, really nice horns in the background there. Then Big Black Mariah, kind of a stomping blues song with Tom really stretching out his vocals to the limit of their capacity. And then you get Downtown Train, which is pretty much just a straightforward rock song and about as well-conceived as a rock song can be. And it's about halfway through the show, so let's just take a little break from the Tom Waits narrative here to do a little PSA. Are you looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients. But no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. This has been a public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford. Tufts Educational, and of course, Freeform Radio. So we just heard from Rain Dogs, of course, and we're going to skip forward in time now to 1992. Now, between 1985 and 1992, Tom Waits worked on several projects. He worked on a Broadway play, the soundtrack to which became the album Frank's Wild Years, which some regard as equal in quality as to Rain Dogs. We won't be hearing anything from it tonight, which shows you that I disagree. But there are some interesting tracks on the album, and Tom Waits also went on to do some other interesting stuff. He wrote a play with William S. Burroughs, who had been one of his heroes in his musical upbringing. Thus we arrive at 1992, when Tom returns with the album Bone Machine. Bone Machine, in my opinion, is every bit as good an album as Rain Dogs is. Bone Machine perhaps even takes the more experimental elements of Rain Dogs even further. Tom, his vocal variety on this album is absolutely insane. The man sounds different on almost every track. Here there are huge, noisy blues cuts. There are whiskey-soaked piano ballads. This is Tom Waits at his best, certainly. And we're going to hear three more tracks from this record. So let's do it.
What does it matter? A dream of love or a dream of lies? We're all gonna be the same place when we die. Spirit don't even know it, your face or your name. Wind through your bones is all that remains. And we're all gonna be here. I say we're all gonna be, yeah. I say we're all gonna be, yeah. I say we're all gonna be just dirt in the ground. The quill from a buzzard, blood writes a word. I wanna know. Am I the sky or a bird? The hell's boiling over, heaven is full. We're chained to the world, and we're all gonna pull, and we're all gonna be. Yeah, yeah, I said we're all. Hearts were pounding, they were throbbing, they were red. He swung out over the crowd. I heard the hangman said, we're all gonna be. Yeah, yeah, I said, we're all gonna be. Yeah, yeah, I said, we're all. Now Cain slew Abel, he killed him with a stone. Sky cracked open, the thunder groaned along a river of flesh. Can these dry bones live? Take a king or a beggar, and the answer he'll give is we're all gonna be. Yeah, yeah, I said. I said we're all.
has one thing you can't lose, and it's that fear. You can pawn your watch and chain.
That was three tracks from the 1992 Tom Waits album Bone Machine. First it was Dirt in the Ground, then I Don't Want to Grow Up, then That Feel. Yeah, I really love those three tracks. Dirt in the Ground, kind of a really funereal, dramatic, theatrical, classic Tom Waits for this era. You got those kind of piano chords and then really eerie kind of horns hanging in the background there, and his kind of pained, really kind of high-pitched vocals that he has on that track, and some really really depressing lyrics. He was not feeling it at that point in Dirt in the Ground. And then you have I Don't Want to Grow Up, which of course was covered by the Ramones, turned into kind of an awful Ramones song, although Ramones fans will say that it's a great Ramones song. But in Tom Waits' hands, the song becomes, I think, kind of this beautiful, nostalgic, and angry look at some of the travails of modern American life, or at least what he viewed as American life. And there's a wonderful, wonderful music video for this song directed by Jim Jarmusch. Jim Jarmusch and Tom Waits were friends for many years. Tom Waits appeared in several of his films, including Down by Law and a couple of other ones. I'm not going to be able to name them off the top of my head right now, but yeah, I just thought that was kind of a cool tidbit about that working relationship. And then the third track there is That Feel. That's the final cut from the album. Really kind of powerful, gospel-inspired track with his Tom really going all out with his vocals. And then you have this gorgeous, gorgeous background vocals helping him in this really simple kind of acoustic guitar strum and Tom drum hits in the background. It makes for a really powerful, simple but really, really powerful track, in my opinion. Of course, we're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. And that's probably the end for talking about the most prolific period of Tom Waits' career when he made his best records. But that's not to say that there isn't great material to be found after that, and we are going to listen to some. And first we're going to talk about a track from the 1999 Tom Waits album, Mule Variations. Mule Variations followed up Bone Machine. He took a few years between albums. He felt he had been doing a lot, so he took a few years off, and Mule Variations, while not quite as interesting as what he was doing before, is still a really, really great record, a double album, prodigiously long, has a lot of great tracks on it. Big in Japan, really a stomping song, but what we're going to hear is the closing song from it, Come On Up to the House.
Is cracked. Come on to the house. The only things that you can see is all that you lack. Come on up to the house. All your crying don't do no good. Come on up to the house. Come down. Can use the wood. You gotta come on up to the house. Come on up to the house. Come on up to the house. The world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. You got to come on up to the house. To the house, gotta come on up.
She's a rose, she's a pearl, she's a spin on my world. All the stars make their wishes on her eyes. She's my Coney Island, baby. She's my Coney Island girl. She's a princess in a red dress. She's the moon in the mist to me. She's my Coney Island, baby. She's my Coney Island girl.
We just heard first Come On Up to the House from Mule Variations. That's the 1999 Tom Waits album. And then we just heard Coney Island Baby from Blood Money. That's a 2002 release. In 2002, Tom Waits came out with two albums, Blood Money and Alice, both co-produced by his wife, Kathleen Brennan, who had a great, productive working relationship as well as romantic relationship. And, Blood Money was also an album associated with a theater project that Tom Waits was working on, and Alice was kind of a concept album based on Alice in Wonderland. Alice, not one of my favorite Tom Waits albums. I think it's got a lot of weak tracks, but Blood Money I have been really coming to appreciate recently, and I think there's no reason that the 21st century part of Tom Waits' catalog should go ignored. There's a lot of great tracks on albums like Blood Money, like Bad as Me. So it's really stuff worth listening to. And we're going to hear just one more track from Blood Money to close out our listening for tonight. And that is the closing track from that album, A Good Man Is Hard to Find, which just is a quintessential Tom Waits.
Loud. about you. Good man is hard to find. Oh, let strangers keep in my bed and my feet.
Good man is hard to find. Only strangers sleep in my bed. My favorite words are goodbye. My favorite color is red. I don't think you can get any more Tom Waits than that. And that's going to be the last song that we play here tonight. Perhaps maybe a little instrumental to set us off at the end here. But that has been a little Tom Waits guide. Of course, this is not in any way comprehensive. Tom Waits has an enormous discography. There are many albums that we did not talk about. There are many tracks from albums that we did talk about that we did not talk about. So there's really a lot to discover here. So I suggest if you've not discovered Tom Waits for yourself, you should really take a listen, because he is really one of America's greatest songwriting talents of all time. I'd put him right up there. And personally, I'd put him above people like Bob Dylan, like Bruce Springsteen, like Neil Young, that people typically talk about as the, you know, kind of classically great American songwriters. I'd put Tom Waits above all of those guys. But I know that's a little bit personal taste. But yeah, this has been great fun making this guide. And I apologize if my radioing has been a little rusty. I need to get back in my radio DJ groove again. It has been a while, of course, since I was last here, had a month off. But hopefully things will become more streamlined in the coming weeks. And yeah, I'm very excited, looking forward to Pretzel Logic Season 2. other artists I'm looking forward to doing guides for. I'm looking forward to doing a Kate Bush guide at some point. Looking forward to doing a Ween guide at some point. Looking forward, of course, to doing a Steely Dan guide at some point. I think it would be fun to do an Outkast guide, a Cat Power guide even. I think a Cat Power guide could be really interesting. So yeah, we got a lot to be excited about, a lot to look forward to this semester, and I just hope that people keep tuning in. And didn't get to do some shout-outs like I usually do, so right at the end of the show here, I'll toss out a couple of shout-outs. First, I'll shout out the wonderful Seth Gordon, who is asleep in his room. Seth purchased me a copy of the underrated Blondie album, Auto American, while he was in Japan, that I'm very excited to play, and looks beautiful. So, Seth, shout-out to you. Thank you. And the other shout-out tonight, I will shout out my father, who whose copy of Rain Dogs is sitting in my dorm room right now, and who introduced me to the music of Tom Waits himself. So, thank you, Larry Krasnov, Dad. So, all right. Good night, everybody. It's been wonderful. I will see you next week. Same place, same time. The Witching Hour. Goodbye.